This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Sarah Fecht. Got a minute? That's not a bird whistling. This sound was recorded 2,000 feet below the ocean's surface. Scientists postulated decades ago that deep-sea animals might use sound to navigate and communicate. But until now, no one had really tried to listen in. That's why marine ecologist Rodney Rountree from the University of Massachusetts Amherst decided to turn a few MP3 players into waterproof deep-sea recording devices. He and his colleagues attached one device to each of 100 crab traps and sent them to the seafloor for 24 hours. After dredging up the traps and listening to the recordings, the team discovered a multitude of deep-sea sounds, including 12 they could not identify and which had probably never been heard before. Rountree wants to send down video cameras along with the recording devices in order to identify which species are making these strange sounds. Just like a birder uses his eyes and his ears to study bird species, Rountree hopes that eventually ecologists will be able to use sound to locate and learn more about marine species. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Sarah Fecht.